Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Over the past couple of weeks, I've talked to several people who just seem to be going through various trials and challenges in their lives. I've talked to fathers and husbands who don't feel loved and or appreciated by their families. I've talked to mothers and wives who are trying their best to have positive attitudes and keep a light atmosphere around their homes when it seems like they're surrounded by loved ones who are consistently negative and tend to walk around with a dark and heavy spirit over them. And it seems like so many people also right now are facing health challenges with their bodies. And on top of that, not to mention kind of all of the things that are going on in the world outside of our homes and in the world around us. You know, first and foremost that we keep hearing about daily in the news is the wars in Israel and Ukraine. And then the uncertainty of our economy here in the U.S. Will there be a recession? How deep of a recession? No, it's going to be a soft landing. No, it'll be a hard recession. And then on top of that, we just had the stock market in record territory. Will there be a correction? Will there be a crash? You know, is my job safe? What's going to happen with my job? And then certainly more locally in our communities, the situations that's going on with crime and in our school systems, the battle over curricula, and the list could go on and on and on and on. And so I just began to ponder, with that said, what should the role of Christians be in this environment? Or, you know, what should our response be as believers? And so this morning on the men's prayer call, the leader of our prayer call, Pastor Bedford, had said something in his devotion this morning that just really resonated with me. And it was just a particular phrase, and it just kind of stuck, given where I am in terms of just talking with people, and certainly on the heels of the podcast from last week. And the phrase that he said that just really resonated with me was, he said, "It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's not easy, but it's worth it." And that phrase could be applied to so many different things. It could be applied to sports, right, where you put the work in and you get the accolades. It could be applied to our education, where you put the work in and you get into the top tier schools. You put the work in careers and you get these promotions and all of that. But all of that stuff, as Solomon has told us, is temporal. It's fleeting. It's passing. And so I began to think about this from the biblical perspective. I began to think about this walk as a believer. It's not easy, but it's worth it. And Christ himself says it this way in John chapter 16, verse 33, the B clause. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it reads, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So what is Jesus saying? He's first of all talking to his disciples, and he's preparing to leave them, right? He's preparing to go to Calvary, and he's preparing them to know that I'm going to leave you, but understand that you're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. In other words, here on earth, you'll have many trials. You'll have many sorrows. He says, but take heart. I don't want you to be discouraged. He says, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. So in other words, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your countenance or your attitude be darkened or dismayed, because I've overcome, right? And so, and also what he was reminding us of is that as believers, that we're not exempt from the hardships of this life. We're not exempt from the troubles, the trials, the tribulations. We're not exempt from them simply because we're Christians. No, as a matter of fact, Christ is saying the opposite. Christ is saying, he's clearly letting us know that while we're here on this earth, that we can and we should expect, the word here, New King James Version says tribulation, but we should expect trials. We should expect hardships. We should expect pain. We should expect suffering. However, We are not to let these battles, we are not to let these trials, these hardships, these pains, these sufferings, these things that make no sense to us. We're, whatever it is, whatever battle that we're facing while we're here on earth, we cannot lose sight of the fact that Christ is with us in the midst of it all. That's what he's saying. In John 16:33, he's reminding us, he says, be of good cheer. In other words, he's saying, don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged. But in spite of what you're facing, in spite of what you may be dealing with, in spite of what you're going through, be of good cheer. Because Christ says, I have overcome the world. I've overcome whatever it is that you can face in this world, whatever it is that you can face in this life, whatever it is that you can tangibly, visibly be affected by. Guess what? I have already overcome it. And so if Christ is already victorious, and if our lives are hidden in him, then ultimately we will be victorious as well. And so it got me to thinking about Christianity and our walk, right? And so true Christianity, my brothers and my sisters, as you know, and many of us who are walking this walk, true Christianity isn't always easy. Authentic Christianity is not a mere religion of words. It's not our lip service and no life. It's not talk and no walk. It's not a profession with our mouths and no practice with our lives. It's not this thing where we say we have faith, but there are no works to go along with it. As a matter of fact, that is the exact opposite of what the Christian faith is, right? And I always think about this. This comes to mind. Faith without works is dead. And we know that what the word of the Lord is saying is not saying that we're not saved because of our works, but we are saved to do good works. And so because of our faith, right, our faith should inspire us. It should prompt us. It should promote us. It should encourage us to act, to do something, to do good works, right? And so true Christianity, real Christianity, at times will involve some sacrifice. And at other times, we may suffer persecution for taking a stand for righteousness. And very often, it inconveniences us as we adapt our schedules to God's agenda. I want to repeat that. Many times, many, many times, being a Christian means that we'll have to be inconvenient, because it means that God is asking us to do something and we have our plans and we have our schedules, and God says, yeah, but I got something I need you to do. And so God is continually at work in the world around us, and to be used of him will require a willingness on our part to be interrupted. It will require a willingness on our part to be inconvenienced. As a matter of fact, many, many years ago, I laughed and I chuckled and I said, you know what? Being a believer means being inconvenienced, because we have our plans, we have our schedules, but sometimes God will say, yeah, but I have need of you right now. So you need to put your schedule on the back burner, right? And so that doesn't always make things easy. As a matter of fact, it makes things difficult when we have our plans and we have our schedules and all of that. But going back to what I mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, right? Fathers, it doesn't seem like it's the only, for the fathers that I've been talking to, it seems like the only time that the family is interested in talking with them or spending time with them is if they need something fixed or if they need some money, right? For our mothers, for the wives, for the moms, it seems like that nobody in the house appreciates all the time and the effort and the energy that you put in to taking care of everybody else and making sure things are on schedule and making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to do. And many times you neglect to care for yourself or take care of yourself. And when you think about it, sometimes there can be a little bit of resentment, right? So that's in the family situation, but let's look at ministry, right? For many of the ministry volunteers, for many of us who serve on a volunteer basis in ministry, sometimes it seems like the pastor or the paid staff don't recognize your service to the ministry. They don't recognize that you come early, you stay late, that you're there for whenever there's a call for volunteers, and you're wondering, do they really appreciate, you know, what I do? Or for the people on your job, right? you may be saying, man, I'm staying, I'm coming in early, I'm staying late, and I'm doing all of this stuff so that everybody who is relying on me or everybody who's connected to me, I'm doing this so that it'll make their lives easier, and I don't seem to be appreciated, right? And the list could get, again, could go on and on and on. You get the picture. We all have those moments. We all have those conversations. We all have those thoughts. But the fact of the matter is if we are true Christians, if we are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, then our goal, if our goal in life is comfort, right? If the goal in life is comfort and security, then if that's our aim, if that's our goal, and if that's our objective, then we'll view people who are in need as problems. We'll view them as a disturbance. We'll view them as an unwanted interruption and at the very least an irritation. But if our goal is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then we'll view people in need as opportunities to serve. And we will see we won't see them as interruptions or irritations, but we'll see them as an invitation from God to join him in his work. And I can't help but think about when God is calling us to speak into the lives of people, speak into the lives of our children, or speak into the lives of our grandchildren, or speak into the lives of our friends or our coworkers or our colleagues or our classmates or whoever the Lord is calling us to speak into the lives of. Understand that it is an honor. It is an honor. We must know and we must believe in our hearts that the work that we're doing, it is not unto men or is not unto human beings. It's not unto mankind, but it is literally unto the Lord, because God has entrusted us, fathers, dads, husbands. He's entrusted us to be heads of our families. He's entrusted us to be the father of these children. He's given us these wives, these Proverbs 31 women. And yes, they get on our nerves, and quite sure we get on theirs, right? Mothers, that God has given you these families. Wives, he's given you these husbands. He's given you these families to nurture and to care for and to provide for. But again, they're not just for you. They're not just for me. They're not just so that we can say we have these families, but they are unto the Lord, and God has made us stewards over them. And so dealing with people, any people, and this includes our family, those living in the house with us, as well as our extended family, it includes our friends, it includes our colleagues, our coworkers, our classmates, and yes, even our fellow Christians, our fellow believers in Christ. Dealing with people is not easy. Dealing with people absolutely is not easy. I hear you saying amen, but we must understand that it is absolutely worth it, because God, again, has entrusted us to be vessels, to be tools, to be instruments in his hands, so that God can be used, and so that God can be glorified and we can be used to his glory. And I can't help but think about Colossians 3 and 23 and 24 from the New King James Version, and it reads, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." You see, my brothers and my sisters, in serving people, we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ, clearly is what they're saying. And so I challenge you to take that perspective. And I'm not saying to the neglect or to allow people to walk all over you, or to allow people to abuse you and use you in a kind of way. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is when we have those moments of frustration where we know that God has called us to a role, a husband, a father, a mother, a wife, a leader, a pastor, a minister, a preacher, you get the point. Whatever the role that God has called us to, there will be times of frustration. There will be times beyond measure where people will frustrate us to no end and even make us angry, right? But here's what I would say, is that we must remember that the Lord has placed us in these positions. The Lord has called us to these people. The Lord has called us to these people, whether it's our families, whether it's our jobs, whether it's our ministries, whether it's our vocations, our professions, our schools. The Lord has called us to these places for such a time as this. And again, Colossians 3, 23 and 24, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men or to mankind or to human beings, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. And in serving people, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So no, it's not easy, but it is so worth it when we stand before the Lord and the Lord says, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.